Well, Joe's a young goalkeeper that spent last season on loan at Bristol Rovers. You know, we were looking at him in the summer. At that time, he wasn't available, and so you know, we managed to bring Ryan Allsopp in, who's done well for us. And there was a break in the agreement with Bournemouth if it suited both parties. And then obviously then we were able to get Joe in, which has been great for us. He's been in today. He's a fantastic size. He's trained and settled in very quickly, so you know he's going to provide competition for that number one jersey, because Christopher's obviously waited for his time, and then he's had two games and done well for us. So you know, I'm pleased with the competition that we have in that spot again.
Is it fair to say you've sort of chopped and changed your goalkeeper in recent weeks, that you've been trying to hit the right note with that?
The position of goalkeeper is vital, and obviously, you know, if a defender makes a mistake, he's got the added aid of a goalkeeper to help him get out of trouble. There's no such hiding place for a goalkeeper, and we've conceded some soft ones recently, but like I say, the Christopher's come in and he seems to have taken his opportunity well so far. So, you know, Joe's got a fight on his hands.
What did you make of Ryan Allsopp, sort of the latter part of his time with you? He started off really well, but he seemed to sort of perhaps lose a bit of confidence. Is that fair to say?
For me, he's one of the best in the division with the ball at his feet and how we wanted to play this season, and he's given us a lot of confidence from that. I think he's like, you know, like I said, he's a goalkeeper, and sometimes, you know, when they make a mistake, it generally ends up costing a year a goal. And but you know, I can't thank him for his efforts here while he was on loan with us.
You mentioned the fact that he's able to play almost as a kind of sweeper, and that
Yeah.
seems to be a modern attribute of goalkeepers. Is that something that you've looked at with Joe as well? Is he
Yeah, of
able to do
course.
that side of it?
He is. He is. And it is important in this day, especially if you're going to be playing that way, and we certainly have done this season.
In terms of bringing other players in, Gary, we know it's incredibly difficult. The
Yeah.
club is up for sale.
Yeah.
What's it like when you see a club just up the road spending six figure sum,
Yeah.
we understand, on, say, Paddy Madden, and you're
Yeah.
not able to do that?
As a manager, not just up the road at Fleetwood, I think in this division, you know, I'm hearing some unbelievable figures getting bandied about for players and salaries and transfer fees, and unfortunately, we can't compete in those markets. So it's a case of cutting your cloth accordingly and getting on with it, no matter how jealous you might be. But there's the flip side. You can have all the money in the world and still not get it right. So, you know, we just concentrate on what we've got rather than what we haven't got.
Well, we know in the Premier League it's an inflated market. We've
Yeah.
just seen Coutinho join Barcelona
Yeah.
for
He turned us
£142 million.
down. He
Did he?
turned us down. Yeah. We couldn't quite agree terms. I think it was the beach of Barcelona was more appealing than the beach of Blackpool, apparently. But I'll move on. I'll cross him off my list and move on
All
to
right.
the next one.
Yeah, there's plenty out there. We saw in the FA Cup, didn't we? We saw a lot of the small, so-called smaller clubs actually competing really well. It's all right paying £100 million for a footballer, but are they £100 million better than, say, a League One footballer in the whole great scheme of
The
things?
FA Cup's a one-off, you know, and that's not where you judge it. You judge it over the course of a season. The unfortunate thing for the players is they don't control the market. They're just the people that transfer for those silly figures, but they can't do anything about that. They just got to concentrate on the football. Coming back to ourselves, you know, it's no secret that we'd love to try and help the top end of the pitch out for us at this moment in time. If we could do that, if we could bring one in, that would be fantastic. But we're aware of the restrictions that we're under, and we have to get on with that and work with the ones that we've got to try and find a winning formula, because again, level of performance on Saturday was very, very good.